Hello out there, everybody. This is Sean Random, and I'm just here to give you a quick little content warning. Now, does the Random Bush have content? Yes, absolutely. And does that content from time to time fall into the description of explicit? Sure. Yeah. Okay. We could see that. Is there swearing? Yes. There is absolutely swearing. Is there humor in a sexual nature? Sure. Yeah. From time to time. I mean, it does come, not every episode, not everything is swearing and sex, but it's present. Is there outrageous levels of violence? No. Occasionally. Maybe, but in like a joking, situational type of way. No one's ever gotten hurt. It's not like we killed anybody. We did kill that one guy, but I think we'd all agree he had it coming. All right, so long story short, there's content. That content has swearing. Sometimes we get of sexual nature. Sometimes there's violence. And sometimes someone's gotta die. I mean, I don't make the rules. I'm just here to play the game, right? Come on. Enjoy the show.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Bush. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast here, The Random Bush Show. Man, am I glad that you are here. My goodness, goodness, gracious, gracious, goodness. I sure hope that you enjoy the show and stay tuned because here comes some cool stuff.
Today's episode is brought to you by Pushpins Placed on Chairs. Oh, Pushpins Placed on Chairs. If you'll please take your seats.
Whoa, Pushpins Placed on Chairs.
Waffles are perfectly evolved creatures. They have evolved these ridges to perfectly hold the syrup in them perfectly.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
They're evolved. They're the more evolved version of the pancake. The pancake really is the chimpanzee of the breakfast world.
Do you think the waffle evolved from the pancake? Which came first? I imagine pancake.
No. A waffle evolves from a pancake. A waffle is a more advanced form of a pancake.
Is it?
More evolved, for sure.
I think, okay, hold on.
For certain.
If we're going to do the whole thing here, I think it started with the flapjack.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe.
Or like a crepe. Maybe.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Crepes.
Yeah, crepe. As waffles, we know that we descended from crepes.
We all know that Jesus created Jumpin' Jimmy Jack flaps.
Jesus said, when he said, take this bread, it was flapjacks. And people were like, what the shit is this? They didn't know that he had actually taken the ingredients, you know, because yeast and some other thing. Is there yeast in there? He originally had...
Well, there could be. It depends on what kind of waffle you're making.
Yeastless waffles, because they're in the desert. They had, and plus he was Jewish. He couldn't eat this stuff.
Who makes waffles in the desert? What are you talking about?
Jesus made a flapjack in the desert that was his bread.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Actually,
he's the one who created. Well, here's the thing. This is a weird thing. This is very evolution versus creation.
You're more right than you know. Because the bread that he used, if he did actually create this, was flat bread.
It was
flat bread. Yeah, unleavened bread. Yeah, of course, because culturally, okay, yeah, it was too hot in that area for yeast to persist.
Have you ever been to church and he has the little thing?
Yeah,
it's a little pancake. Waffer. It's a pancake. It's a little pancake. It's the original pancake. And it evolved all the way from then to now. It is literally like God created the dinosaurs and we evolved from dinosaurs. It's almost like it's
so
that
am
long.
I a heathen with my waffles?
Listen, we have to learn, like, human beings are very similar to waffles. Yes. Yes, we're very complicated and our pores have syrup in them. But we evolved from an original unleavened wafer.
Well, Andrew, here's the real question. Mm-hmm. What's the next step? Where are we going? We were a flapjack. We became a pancake.
I mean,
now we're waffles. Cybo waffle? What is that?
It's very strange. It's very strange because, like, just like how we can have enhancements now, people do Botox. They have breast implants and injections and stuff. We can put fruit on a waffle. We can put fruit and we can put syrup on a waffle, but it doesn't evolve the waffle in and of itself. Become its own. It has to naturally evolve over time. I would imagine that in the future, waffles are perfectly round, like spheres.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, round waffles.
They're free of...
Ball-like waffles.
Ball-like waffles where the syrup is held waffle on the ball. Inside.
Whoa!
Or you could
Whoa!
It's literally like a hand... Like you could just
right,
walk
you can
around,
hold it like hold a it baseball, yeah. Eat it like an apple. Yeah. It's full of syrup. It's the waffle ball.
We've seen this. McDonald's has done this with McGriddles, the tops and bottoms where it's injected with syrup.
No, this is a full ball.
This is a full ball.
Full of syrup.
Yeah.
Hot, bubbling syrup inside a ball made of waffle. Mm-hmm. You might be onto something here. I would.
Perhaps.
We could stuff it with all kinds of things. Nutella, Cool Whip, maybe sliced beef or something.
This,
I don't know.
This is the furthest evolution of waffle technology. I think that's what I imagine in the future. Whenever I close
That'd
my
be
eyes
madness.
And I think of futuristic food, that's what I see.
Dentist, please tell me what seems to be the... Holy crap!
What?
You're a lion.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I didn't expect a lion?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Listen, doctor, I have a horrible pain in my back tooth. If you could just take a look, please.
I'm not falling for that.
Falling for what?
You're a lion. If I stick my head in your mouth, you're going to bite my head.
How dare you? I'd never. Ma'am... I do not appreciate the assertion that I am a lion. Ma'am, I assure you, I am a man. I put on my best suit to come down here today. I'm in terrible pain. Please, stick your head in my mouth.
You're hardly wearing that suit. How did you even stuff yourself into that? It's not even shaped for your body.
I may have lost some weight since the last time I wore this, but I can promise you that I am a man. And I need you to look at my teeth. The very back tooth.
Then what's all that there?
What? What are you talking about?
Your mane.
My beard? I guess it's a little unkempt, but that's hardly any reason to think that I am a lion. Doctor, please, would you just check my charts?
It says here that your name is Mr. Lion. L-Y-O-N. Are you kidding me? I'm not falling for this.
Fine, fine. You got me. I'm a lion. I went to all this trouble to stuff myself into this ridiculous-looking suit. I combed my mane. I walked in here on two legs. I made an appointment. I even have insurance, doctor. I didn't do all this for me. I did this for you. What does a lion have to do to get a professional to look at his teeth? Listen, I'm just a lion with a bad tooth. Saying, help me out, please. From one living thing to another, please, stick your head in my mouth.
You almost had me there. I'm not falling for it.
Hey, come on. I am in real pain here. Are you a dentist or not?
Hold on, buddy. I'm one of the best dentists you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah? I don't think so. This has been fun and all, but I really have a serious problem. I need to go find a real dentist.
All right, just lay back. If you need a professional, then you need the best. Open up. Oh, okay, I can see. Hey, you're a tricky one, aren't you? I almost fell for it. Good job. Hope you're proud of yourself, Mr. Lane. You know what? Get out of my office. I have real clients to get to.
Okay, fine. But don't go saying I didn't at least try to make this quick for you.
What? Oh, no!
Well, I didn't invent an app.
Oh,
I
did
thought,
you?
I thought of an app idea.
Okay, what you got?
I don't know how good it is, but here's what I was thinking.
Okay.
So I don't know how you feel about this. I mean, I know how you feel about this, but I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Now I'm concerned about this
app. I'm a little bit worried about this.
All right, what do you got? What's this app?
We had this discussion about bullying one time.
Okay.
Yes, and how that people need to toughen up and they need to have bullies.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
To a certain extent. Well, they need this for a reason of confronting shame or to be shamed.
Sure.
Or to have...
There is an argument...
Explain it. Yes, yes.
I can see how there's an argument that bullying does provide some kind of character building quality.
Right.
But I want to be clear, like, bullying, I'm talking about bullying, like schoolyard fun. No one's getting hurt. Bullying elevated to a really weird level for a while there where people were getting seriously hurt, and there was something known as FRAPE. Which is
right.
Yeah, someone creates like a Facebook page or a Facebook page about you, but it's all like horrible shit about you, and they post terrible pictures of you.
Man.
Maybe they've been modified, or maybe I don't know. Just it's called fraping, where they create, and it's in your name. So like I would create a Facebook profile for you, and I just say awful shit about you, like, I'm stupid and people don't like me and nobody laughs at my jokes. I'm Andrew.
How do you spell frape?
FRAPE.
Sounds like frappe.
Well, no,
you know what I mean? Like, it's a frappe.
Yeah, but there's no little.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, a frappe would be okay, yeah. but a fraping sounds pretty awful.
I know. It's words are funny.
Words are fun.
How close they are to one another. But my idea for this app.
Okay, tell me about your app.
Okay.
Is it a fraping app?
It'll
automatically frape
you? I'm worried about how cruel people are going to think this is, but I think it's more funny than it's cruel.
Okay,
so
what you got?
So the idea is that if you see somebody who's doing something, like let's say that you're in a restaurant and there's a guy just picking his nose.
Okay.
And you don't want to confront him, but you have this app where you can do it. You can send a message. You can, you're paying for this app.
Okay.
You send an app, and this team will assess the message that they send you, and they will go in and they
with like an action team.
They're
that will
an
show
action
up at the
team.
Restaurant.
They will show up at the restaurant, and they will passively aggressively let this person know that what the behavior they are doing is unacceptable. So in this instance, you're at a restaurant, right?
Okay.
There's a guy who's just digging in his nose and he's just picking all of his bugs out and he's placing them on the table.
Okay. Okay.
You text him and go, there's a guy here picking his nose. Please come help me, action team. The action team shows up and they're all dressed as prospectors.
Oh, no. So they've just got this warehouse full of costumes. And
yes.
They're just waiting, like,
yes.
We got a nose picker.
Yeah, and
let's do the prospector bit.
So they all show up as prospectors and go, I heard someone was picking for gold. Who in here's been looking for gold?
Yeah, but the worst part about this is the moment they showed up in a place, everybody in the room would be like, oh, fuck, what did I do? Oh, no,
exactly.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Exactly, they'll go, oh.
Actually,
they have to assess it. They have to look at the situation, they have to assess it, and maybe, like.
No, people will totally abuse it, because it's human beings that are doing it.
I know, but it's just the idea.
Here's the thing, like, it's a good idea,
yes.
But you're taking it just a little too far. We got to remove the action team.
Uh-huh.
And
no, the action team is what makes it fun.
No. What you should do is, you can point your phone, because you have this app, you can point your phone at this person.
Uh-huh.
Now, you have to presume that they have a smartphone,
right?
Which they probably do, and because of this app, you can send this person a blind text.
Yeah.
It doesn't identify you in any way, but it just sends them a text that says, "Yo, bro," or it says,
"You're about to be action teamed if you don't quit your stuff."
No, it's just
the action team is coming.
You can send them a blind text that says anything. Actually, blind texting would be totally abused in such a great way.
Yeah, absolutely.
In so many other
directions. Oh, all the hot chicks would be like, God, I can't walk. My phone's just blowing up as I walk.
Actually, blind texting would be used to bully. You imagine? You just open your phone and be like, douchebag.
Oh,
fuck, man.
What do you mean? You just cut me off in traffic. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Could you imagine in traffic, you're just like, oh, get that guy. And the thing is that it probably wouldn't work 100%. So it'd be someone.
It would have
to
have some targeting system on the screen. It'd almost be a game.
It goes and it bounces off a stop sign, hits some little 12-year-old up in his room, and he's like, "What do you mean? I got a sexy ass?"
Like some hot lady is walking down the side of the street. You're like, "Hey there, sexy lady."
Passively aggressively, just be like, "Yoga pants." That's all it says.
Yoga
like,
pants.
What does that mean?
But there happens to be another woman who's walking by simultaneously, and she picks up the message. Like, thank you.
Yeah, you don't know whoever gets hit, but I feel like the action team would just be so fun. Like, you know, a person who is a bit on the hefty side, and they're at a beach, and they're wearing a swimsuit they probably shouldn't be wearing.
So it's just a bunch
action team. Well, we got a beast whale!
This sounds awful.
Harpoon.
No, this is terrible. Like, Like, it's just a group of awful people sitting around a warehouse with a shit ton of costumes.
Yes.
Waiting for people to inform them.
Are they bullying? Are they the awful people? Are they the awful people? Or are the people who call upon the action team the awful people? Who is the awful people?
They're both awful people.
Or is it me for coming up with the idea in the first place? I think it's me. I think I'm all awful people. We're all awful. We're all guilty.
Well, unfortunately, the other people involved in the situation are imaginary, so it's just down to you.
The action team should be called upon me right now.
I'm calling the action team on you.
Looks like we got a moon landing on a giant four-headed freak. Incoming! Boop! Boop! And I'll be like, stop trying to land on my forehead! Boop! That's what they would do.
Okay, so...
they'd be so mean to me.
Would you be part of the action team? Or would you find, like, assholes, like professional dickheads?
Well, like, I would want them to be really sweet people in real life. So they would know how to be like, you know, how... because you almost want to be... I want the action team to show up and be very vague about what they're talking about. Just
so that everyone in the room thinks it might be them? Oh, so they're not pointing directly at the person booger picker.
Exactly. Someone will be like... digging for gold, and he'll be like, someone saw me picking my nose, and at no point are they going to be like, this guy was doing it, because now you're harassing, and pointing out. But the thing is that it will be a little bit fun for everyone, but you'll secretly know in your heart of hearts. The idea is that it's almost like a love gram, you know what I mean? Like, you know, during Valentine's Day, you can get like a person dressed up like Cupid and be like, and sing for somebody, and that is majorly embarrassing for that person, and they single that person out, and that's allowed.
Okay.
I just think that this is like a flash mob that is in like they would have to come up, they would have to be really creative about it. And here's the thing, you pay for this app and you only get like 3 of these a year or something.
Okay.
You
and everybody probably has it, they've all paid for it, and they're just so once it got around to like December, you'd see them all the time because people would be like, oh, I gotta wrap this up. I got 2 of them.
Because here's the thing,
I can't believe I saved it up all year.
And they may have a whole thing where they're like, well, listen, we're really busy. They'll send you a message back that says that your gram has not been accepted. You see what I'm saying? They'll be able to, maybe there'll be someone who's working on tech support on the other side and go, listen, this hasn't been accepted. But all the other times they'll have teams and there'll be tons of, this could create jobs. This will create jobs for
all these different teams doing horrible things.
This will create jobs for actors. This will especially be huge in LA. It will always go viral. There'll always be someone who will be like, oh my God, like, you know,
action teams here.
Yeah. The other day, Tommy was pulling his wedgie out. And the action team showed up, and they were all like, God, these pants sure are tight. Pick, 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 da-da-dick, dick, dick. And they all sing a song. Picking out your wedgies, picking them out of your butt crack. Oh, my God.
Okay, so. Da-da-da.
But they don't point at anybody. They're just in a general area. And everyone's like, someone was picking a wedgie over here. Wasn't me. I don't need to feel embarrassed. But there is going to be one person that's like, fuck, I was picking my wedgies. Somebody saw it. Now the action team is here. Whatever. I'm going to pull up my phone. I'm going to record it. It's going to be funny anyways.
Yeah.
That way it's not bullying. It's just fun time.
I hate to admit it, but I think that would probably become a thing.
That would be great.
I would hate it. No, it would not be great.
That would be great.
Every time I see the action group van show up, I'd be like, fuck.
No.
Somebody did something. I probably did something. Who knows who is picking what orifice? Mm-hmm. These guys are going to sing a song about it.
Right.
Actually, you know what? There might be one person that knows that it's them. Yeah. There might be 3 or 4 people present. Yeah. Like, that might have been me.
Well, and I'm wondering, I guess they couldn't accept things where they'd be like, let them nipples loose, no bra. No bra, someone in here is not wearing a bra. And everyone would be like,
it must be Janice, clearly.
Baloney nipples over there. Yeah, we can all see your dark areolas.
Janice. No, I don't think they would take that gig. Like, so they just sit around the warehouse in between calls or in between gigs just practicing songs.
They're like,
about
they're,
awful
yes,
things that could
yes.
be going on with people. Everybody saw you trip and fall. You tried to pretend like you did it on purpose, like you were dancing, but you weren't. We all saw you.
Firemen, they're sitting there. They're
just
polishing,
waiting
they're
for
polishing. Oh, we got a 5 o'clock embarrassment. Let's go, 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 go.
Woo, run it, get out.
Guys, put on the dog heads. Let's go. We saw a guy who didn't pick up his dog shit. Let's run. We all run out there. Da-da-da-da.
Somebody left poop on the street.
There's poop on the street. Don't shit on the street.
Who's
Don't
the asshole that left poop on the street? There's just one dude walking his dog. We're getting all ashamed. Like, I'm out of bags. Fuck, I'm sorry. I'm too good to pick up poop. That you got me. I'm too good to pick up animal
but,
poop.
But the point is that in this case, what the problem that it solves is that it would, I think, solve people. I think you have to have a solid case. I don't know how you would prove the solid case.
Okay.
But it would make it so that people would be like, I better pick up my the poo from this dog because someone might be watching.
I gotta get this shit together.
Yeah, like, man, I cannot be picking my nose in this McDonald's.
Not ever again.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna go to the bathroom and do that.
Well,
you know,
you should be picking your nose in the privacy of, you don't need to be picking your nose at McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just the idea that it would. I don't think it would help, but I mean, it would. I don't know. Curve behavior, the way that I want it to be. That's what this is really an app for me and my douchebaggery is what it is.
Oh, okay. All right. So this app just encourages you to be more of a douchebag.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to talk to us directly? Well, I'm not going to give out my phone number. No, what you should do is you should email us, randombushpodcast@gmail.com.
Do you suffer from having humorless, dry, boring conversations with the ones you love? Are you misunderstood because of your enjoyment of potty humor? Do you often find yourself giggling at words like cockpit, angina, and kumquat? Well, now there's help. Ask your doctor about Random Bush. Random Bush is a podcast on the interwebs, fresh and brand new every Tuesday, with a booster of wild tangents every Thursday. Now you too have the freedom to laugh at your heart's content. Ask your doctor if Random Bush is right for you.
Random Bush is a non-cosmetic, non-invasive procedure, not an actual drug. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, gastrointestinal issues, diarrhea, drainage, crusting or oozing of the eyes or eyelids, changes in the shape or location of body fat, swollen, black, or hairy tongue, sores or swelling in your rectal or genital area, large breasts in males, large breasts in females, large breasts in the elderly, large breasts in woodland creatures, no fear of danger, crying for an hour or so, crippling fear of danger, coma, having to pee nonstop, extreme rectal discharge, angry or screaming balls, punching of babies, hallucinations including that of velociraptors, zippers, or lava lamps, communicating with Lucifer, Satan, or Littlehorn, intestinal boondoggle, enjoying quiche.
And of course, stitches in your side from laughing so hard. Ask your doctor today if Random Bush is right for you. Are you ready to be you? The most random bush you? Call now.
Operators are standing by.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mythical creatures and supernatural beings, we have once again found ourselves at the end of another wonderful episode of The Random Bush. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I hope you had a good time. We're going to have another great episode next week. Plus, there's all the special episodes that we always put out and wild tangents every Monday and a brand new episode next Thursday. So that's all I got right now. I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.